Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Time for you to let them stay.
Little Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find a lot of things there, including the work that Ruth Sherman has given us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. So many things that she's taught us that are still valid. If you go there and type Ruth Sherman into our search engine, you'll see her. She'll pop up there, things that she's written, things that we've done on the show. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and take the poll question. We ask a different question every week right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Ruth's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, and every candidate, every presidential candidate needs a copy of your book, don't they, Ruth?
They do. They need a copy of my book right away.
Exactly. So we've been talking about the similarities of politicians and business owners trying to convince employees and customers and other stakeholders that we have the answers and hopefully listening to them, learning from them. We want to get specific this segment, Ruth, and talk about how you feel about the communication styles of the candidates, including President Obama.
Sure. Well, you know, we can start with him, Jim.
Sure.
We do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in looking at President Obama, you know, of course, he came into office having persuaded a majority of the voters that
right.
he was the answer to their prayers.
Hope and change.
Let's talk about hope and change for a moment. How often was that repeated? It was extraordinary message discipline.
It was very successful.
Found that message. Simple message. They repeated it. They never strayed from it, and it was brilliant. And plus, he of course was an expert at big arena speeches.
Right.
And we'd been in the desert with that kind of speaking for a long mm-hmm. time. Really, since Ronald Reagan, we hadn't really been inspired by a speaker
mm-hmm.
since Ronald Reagan. So there were those two things that were working in his favor. But what was not working so well for him, and I remember observing this back in, oh gosh, in 07 and 08 when he was running, that his interpersonal skills, his ability to connect on a more intimate level, was lacking.
Hmm.
And that is what has come to pass
wow.
in his presidency.
You feel like he hasn't made the relationship maybe with members of Congress that he should have?
Didn't have enough of a relationship with them to begin with because of his status. He'd only been
uh-huh.
in Congress
right.
a couple of years. It's hard to, you know, that's not enough time.
But even Reagan hadn't been in Congress at all.
But Reagan had been a governor.
He was also the quintessential relationship maker, wasn't he?
He was.
Even people on the diametrically opposed to him liked him.
They liked him. He was also president of the Screen Actors Guild,
a very
big and very powerful labor union.
Mm-hmm.
So he had those two experiences to help him. Same thing with Bill Clinton, governor. Even though it was a small state, it was still a governor. He was governor twice. He lost. He won again. He had that experience. He had that relationship.
Well, he'd had a lot more experience of putting ideas out there and getting rebuffed or accepted and knowing how things worked.
Right, and knowing how to pivot.
Right.
And change and be flexible.
So what I think I hear you saying is experience in these things really matter. Not just ideas, not just philosophy, not just whether you know you're a good person or not. This kind of communication capability really matters.
It matters. It's at least as important as the substances of what you're saying. In fact,
mm-hmm.
in these types of campaigns where all people have are the sort of the advertising messages of the candidates, where we see them on TV, we see them in debates, we see them in their commercials. We have very little one-on-one contact,
right.
none. Most of us don't have any contact with them one-on-one. So that's all we have to rely on. So they really have the style part. It's huge.
And, you know, based on following up on what you're saying here, President Obama has actually acquired an unfortunate reputation about not being able to say anything without his teleprompters.
He has acquired that reputation.
That's really not good. It really proves what you're saying, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. So that's become a liability. Mm-hmm. Whereas early on, before we had him in office, it was a plus. He was good at it. It worked. And as I said earlier, in those big arena-type settings,
right,
he could fill a room, you know,
but
excite people. But as far as it's gotten boring.
And you know what's unfortunate, I think, and this is curious, Ruth, even though President Obama and I differ on quite a number of policy issues, I still think I would enjoy sitting down and visiting with him. I still feel like if it were just he and I talking about football or even politics, I feel like he'd be okay. I just wonder if he's being allowed to do that or if he's allowing himself to do that. What do you think?
I think, well, we never know for sure what the issues are with people, but the way it looks to me, either he doesn't have good people advising him, or he's not listening to them, or he doesn't have confidence in his own gut to make a change. And it's one of those three things. It can't be anything else. So I agree with you. I mean, how wonderful would it be to be able to connect with any one of these candidates one-on-one and sit down with them and see, how do you really feel?
I've had a couple of presidential candidates on my show before. And they were unscripted and did a great job just coming across and answering all my questions, you know. And so it can be done. We come back. We're going to get Ruth to help us. When we're picking on President Obama, he's just the one who's got the, you know, we know the most about him. And we'll come back. We'll talk, do this some more and talk about how you and I can benefit from what President Obama has learned. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.